Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 1st, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Nikkei Asia's sources say Google began development of its own ARM-based CPUs for use in Chromebooks, with plans to roll them out around 2023. The company also reportedly ramped up plans to produce CPUs for its Pixel smartphone line. Axios's sources say Amazon is investing in live audio features to expand the content it can offer through Echo devices and its voice assistant. The effort is being led by Amazon's music division, with a focus on live music, but also looking at talk radio programs and podcasts as an extension of the feature. Sources frame this as a digital radio-like tool for live streaming performances, rather than yet another Clubhouse knockoff. Amazon also plans to integrate this live audio into Twitch. Apple announced Arizona and Georgia will support digital driver's license and state IDs in Apple Wallet, a feature launching in iOS 15. Connecticut, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Oklahoma, and Utah are expected to follow, although no rollout timeline was announced. Bose announced the Quiet Comfort 45 over-the-ear headphones with improved noise cancellation and a claimed 24-hour battery life on a charge. Available for pre-order now for $330, shipping September 23rd. Meanwhile, Jabra refreshed its wireless earbud lineup, including the $199 Elite 7 Pros, $179 Elite 7 Active, and the $79 Elite 3. The Elite 7 Pros offer active noise cancellation and use a multi-sensor voice system for improved voice quality. The Elite 7 Active are designed for fitness, with ANC and a shake grip coating for a more secure fit. And the Elite 3s are Jabra's cheapest earbud to date and offer Qualcomm ActiveX HD support. The Elite 3s are available now, with the other two launching October 1st. China's S-Volt showed off a cobalt-free 82.5 kilowatt-hour capacity battery at the Chengdu Motor Show, with a claimed range of 373 miles. Cobalt is in short supply, sometimes mined with child labor, and environmentally destructive to extract. If S-Volt can reach its promised capacity, it would join others in making cobalt-free batteries, including contemporary Amperex technology, which makes lithium-ion phosphate batteries for Tesla Model 3s sold in China. Bloomberg sources say Intuit is in talks to acquire MailChimp in a deal worth over $10 billion. The deal isn't finalized, and sources say other companies are interested in MailChimp. If it goes through, this would be Intuit's largest acquisition. Disney announced content from its Hotstar streaming service will migrate to other Disney Bundle services in the U.S. Sports content, including Indian Premier League cricket, will go to ESPN+, and entertainment content is going to Hulu. Hotstar users in the U.S. will be able to shift existing subscriptions to the full Disney Bundle at no additional cost. The latest update to the messaging app Telegram supports unlimited numbers of viewers for live-streamed content, previously limited to 1,000. The app also lets users remove captions and sender names when forwarding a message. Earlier this week, the analysts at Sensor Tower reported the app surpassed 1 billion global downloads. The Wall Street Journal sources say the Apple Watch will get new health features as early as 2022, including a thermometer to help with fertility tracking and a tool to tell when blood pressure is increasing. Apple is also reportedly seeking FDA approval on a feature to detect atrial fibrillation, as well as alerts about drops in blood oxygen levels. Amazon rolled out adaptive volume to Echo devices in the US. This will cause the device's virtual assistant to respond louder if it detects a noisy environment. It's unclear if the feature would make response volume quieter if there's no background noise. Bloomberg reports that public interest company the Nippon Foundation and Japan's largest shipping company, Nippon Yusen, plan to have a container ship pilot itself on a 380-kilometer voyage from Tokyo Bay to the coastal city of Ise in February. It would be the first test of an autonomous ship in a heavy-traffic marine area. Autonomous ships are considered necessary, as 40% of Japan's crews are 55 years or older, and the workforce is shrinking. Philips announced updated Hue smart bulbs, including new filament bulbs that can change color temperature, brighter 75-watt and 100-watt equivalent standard Hue bulbs, and updated light strips and light tubes for syncing with TV content. The brighter bulbs are available now, with the rest coming between October and January 2022. An update to the Hue app also adds support for dynamic scenes that continually shift light color based on preset conditions. The company also announced a new partnership with Spotify to sync lights based on music played. LinkedIn announced it will suspend its ephemeral stories feature as of September 30th as it begins to work on other ways to integrate short-form video to its platform. Advertisers who purchase ads to run between stories will have the ads moved to the main LinkedIn feed. LinkedIn introduced stories in September 2020. And finally, Polaroid launched the $150 Polaroid Now Plus, an instant analog camera with Bluetooth controls. Through the Polaroid app, users can access things like aperture priority, tripod mode, and full manual settings. The camera also comes with 5 clip-on lens filters for creative effects. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.